Thought Bubble Audio.
Look, up in the sky!
You will never find the more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
Welcome to Beer with Geeks with Tim and Frank.
Who are you?
I'm Batman.
I am Iron Man.
Your friendly neighborhood Spider-Man.
Hi, Christopher. I'm Nero.
My name is Inigo Montoya.
You're a wizard, Harry.
A couple of guys with a couple of beers and a whole lot of pop culture nostalgia.
Make it so, number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Beatles.
Name the dog Indiana.
Life finds a way.
I am serious, and don't call me Shirley.
Now sit back and crack open a cold one, because it's time for Beer with Geeks.
It comes in pints?
Shaken, not stirred.
Great Scott!
I was way off. I knew it started with an S, though.
Hi, and welcome to Beer with Geeks, the podcast where we reminisce about our geeky childhoods with our ungeeky beer. I'm Tim.
And I'm Frank. And today's ungeeky beer is the Autumn Ale Brew from the Woodstock Inn Brewery. Which I must say is quite a good find. You found this one.
I did. It was good. Sometimes I choose my beer based off of if I like the label or not.
Yep.
Which is rather funny considering the beer that I'm drinking right now, the label fell off. So I'm like holding it. I'm like trying to look at the label. I'm like, and it's not on the beer. Hey.
Just a plain amber bottle.
Yeah. And so could have sworn it had a label. What happened to it? Yeah. And so
it's good from Woodstock, New Hampshire, North Woodstock, New Hampshire. It's a delicious brew. It's very it's not as pumpkin-y as you'd be led to believe.
No, with three jack-o'-lanterns on the cover, you would assume that.
Yeah,
but well, see, when you make a jack-o'-lantern, you remove all the pumpkin flavor.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah, you scoop it all out. Yeah, obviously. Yeah,
obviously, that's what they're going for. No, but it's very good. It tastes very much like an Oktoberfest or some other like autumn.
Yeah,
You know,
it doesn't quite taste like an Oktoberfest.
It's a little bit different. The aromas are a little different, but it's kind of in the same. It's not quite a pumpkin beer. It's somewhere between like a pumpkin and an Oktoberfest.
Yeah,
a pumpkin ale and Oktoberfest. But this is very good. I'm quite a fan. Quite a fan. Well, what are we talking about today?
Today we are talking about our first computers, and which I'm sure will then evolve as computers have done over the ages into what we have now.
Right.
So let's start with you. What was your first computer?
My first computer that my family had. I'd played with some other computers before, but my first family
computer. Whore.
Oh yeah. Just from one
playing from one on all those computers.
Just putting my hands all over those mice. Tickling those keys. Giddy clock. I love to have my fingers on the home row. Anyway, my first computer was an E-Machines, typical beige box.
Yeah.
The brand was E-Machines. Windows 98. I think it was like 1999 when we got it. It was kind of, we were kind of late.
You were late to the game. Yeah.
The game. Yeah. I caught up. But yeah, Windows 98 was all the rage. Internet Explorer 4 was
what Internet Explorer are we on now?
10.
Yeah. I felt like it was higher than that, but that's okay.
No. The best 56K dial up internet that money could buy.
I think that's actually what ruined the patience level of the world. Yeah, faster internet when you knew you could get it faster.
Wait, so you mean I turn on the computer and I'm already online? I don't understand.
Yeah, wait. Yeah.
I don't have to log in.
There's a part of me that still likes that sound.
I know.
But it's like when someone pick up the phone in your house. Bah!
Yeah.
Get off the phone!
Oh, yes! Couldn't be on the phone at the same time you were using the computer.
Nope.
My family had this service that we this app we installed on our computer called CallWave.
Oh yeah, we had CallWave. Yeah,
and it was like an answering machine.
Yep. Yeah. We used that for years.
Yeah, we used it for years too, and it was a voicemail that would people could leave a message while you were on the online using the dial up.
Yep.
If someone called your house, it would forward the call to this service, and you could.
It was an amazing. It was an amazing thing.
The future,
a brand new day. Because when you were instant messaging,
oh man,
there was no more important thing.
Right. Yeah. Absolutely. Oh. What about yours?
We had an IBM. We were the gray box.
Yep.
We were all the way back. We were back with DOS. with the big floppy disks and everything like that. I'm working under the assumption that I think my father needed it for work.
Sure.
Among other things. But yeah, I mean, I was so young. We used it. We started with DOS. I talked about it a while back. Talked some Batman DOS games that we had.
Yes.
And so one with the Penguin, one with the Joker.
Yep.
And then so I had those and Gorilla Basic and Nibbles, which I've already talked about previous episodes. Yeah. And so that was pretty much my only foray into DOS. We had some at school.
Okay.
Where I believe we had the original Oregon Trail.
Yes.
It was so all green.
So did we. Yeah. We had the old.
Waiting for some iPad. I'm waiting for like an official one.
Yeah. I mean, there have been knockoff ones.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same. I don't know if the company that made them went out of business or who was it? I don't remember who it was.
I have no idea.
If someone said it, someone's probably shouting at their phone right now. But I loved Oregon Trail. That was kind of the first thing I remember in terms of computers was playing Oregon Trail in my computer class at school when I was in first, second grade, something like that. Yeah. Oh, what a great. Did you ever see the I think it was College Humor did a parody movie trailer if they were making a movie of Oregon Trail?
I don't know if I've ever seen that.
Yeah. Oh, it's so funny. It's
something that's only funny to a 90s kid.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it was MECC was the developer. That's right.
MECC.
I remember seeing that.
If you knew that off the top of your head, ladies and gentlemen, props to you.
Props to you. The Minnesota Educational Computing Consortium.
Interesting.
Yeah. Anyway, I doubt they're still around. Or at least not in the same form that they were right now.
No.
But, I would love to see an iPad version of Oregon. I would play the hell out of that game.
I don't play games on the iPad. I would play the hell out of that game.
Play that.
Absolutely. It doesn't have to be the original DOS one. I could go for the upgraded version.
The color, like the...
Yeah, because that one we had in school, you know.
Yeah.
It's really educational. Taught us about dysentery.
And
bison and how they roamed the West. They roamed everywhere. Yeah,
We had to get to Independence. Kentucky?
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was one of the stops you had to make along the way. I think it was Independence, Kentucky. I think.
When you said we had to get to Independence, I was like, you mean the revolution? I was like, your timeline's a little screwed up.
Frank, whatever.
Yeah, it's 100 years later, but it's fine, Frank.
Independence, Kentucky. Yeah. It was one of the stops you had to make along the way, and it was I don't know.
That's where you could buy supplies.
Yeah, that was one of the supply places.
That was it. That game was awesome.
It was great.
I'm just going to reminisce about that in my mind for a while.
Well, it's funny because we talk about computers now and we think primarily about the internet, right? But there was this whole era of computing before there was an internet. There have been computers without an internet for longer than there have been computers with an internet, right?
Yeah.
It's now just the internet so ubiquitous that we don't think of pre-internet times. But before my family got our computer, computers were just used for word processing,
writing your documents or your Excel files or your spreadsheets.
Maybe some kind of PowerPoint keynotes type of stuff in professional settings.
But
it wasn't something that everyone did. It was something that only was done in boardrooms and Fortune 500 companies.
Right.
it was really done for the word processing, the spreadsheets and games for personal computers. That was it, really.
That was it.
And people talk about what was your first computer? People who were older than us, but they'll say a Commodore 64 or something or an Atari, and it's that's a video game system, but it was a computer. It is a computer.
Yeah.
And it's what they think of. It's what a lot of them think of. Technically, my dad had this old Texas Instruments.
Oh yeah, computer. They're definitely still around.
They're still around. This was it was just a big console, and you would about the size of two or three DVD players, wide,
okay,
and several high, you plug it into the TV, and that was the monitor. You plugged it into the TV, and I think it had you could run programs off of a cassette.
That's awesome.
An audio cassette.
That's awesome.
You could run programs off of that.
It's such old technology. I'm sitting here. I'm like, wow, that's so cool. That's so cool. Yeah. I know.
You could connect to, not to the internet. I mean, I guess it was sort of the internet, but you could connect the phone line and get a connection to like what were basically message boards back in the day. People could just post on message boards. And then you could do, I remember it came with this big manual of like, type this like really long string of code. Like it'll take you half an hour to type this really long thing of code and then hit enter. And it'll make the screen like cascade through a bunch of different colors. Like it'll go like,
awesome.
Red, blue, green, orange, red, blue, green, orange, red, blue, green, like over and over. And that was it. You would type for half an hour and enter just to see it do that. And, awesome. And it would do that until you told it to stop.
I don't remember that at all.
Yeah, that was,
I remember entering between, I remember it went from DOS into toasters.
Oh.
Remember the toaster screensaver and stars.
Okay.
Just sitting in the computer with a monitor for hours, just watching the same thing.
I don't know what OS. We're traveling through space.
Yeah. I remember Windows 95, that's when it like.
Windows 95 still has a special place in my heart.
Yeah, that's Windows when it became 95. Very, you know, very much mainstream.
Yep.
It started to become Windows 3.0 too, but Windows 95 really started to become mainstream. And like you had the GUI and you had. You know, the pipe screensaver and the...
Oh, the pipes. I forgot about the pipe screensaver. Yeah. You could change the colors.
Right. And, it was so
or
cool.
Designs.
Or the flying, the 3D words and,
yep.
and
the Starfield
and, you know, all that stuff. And it just seemed like the coolest thing.
Yeah. I could sit for hours just changing the screensaver watching it.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
So amused by, like, look at the pipes. Where are they going to go? Do you remember what your first internet browser was? Like you said, Internet Explorer, but like your first, like what was the company that you were using? Do you remember?
Oh, the first service provider.
Yes, yeah.
My first ISP was MSN.
Oh, really?
MSN. Oh, okay. Yeah, we used MSN for our dial up, and then after that, this is so like this is so stupid, but it the next one we used was still dial up. It was Walmart.
What?
Walmart had its own. They basically made a deal with AOL where they took the AOL software.
Oh, and rebranded I remember
it.
That.
It was called Walmart Connect.
Yeah.
And so we traded in our at MSN.com or MSN.net maybe email address for a at WM Connect. .com email address, Walmart Connect.
Okay.
And it was just AOL. I mean, it was essentially AOL.
Right.
But it just, all the logos were replaced with Walmart logos.
Did it say you've got mail?
It did not.
Well, then it wasn't AOL.
I mean, it was. It just, I mean, it had everything. It just didn't have
that one definable thing about AOL.
Yeah, I know,
it just like takes that. All right, it's ours now.
Which I don't know if they still do this, but if you have, you know, you can still have an AOL email address on the web.
I know somebody that apparently AOL is still.
Oh, it's still.
It has in the. I think it's the South,
probably the Midwest.
Or the Midwest, where service is down. Sometimes you still can't get wireless in those places. So hard lines are it.
Yeah,
and AOL is still thriving down there.
No, it still exists out there, and I'm sure many people listening to this or some people listening to this
might be on there.
Might be using it. Yeah. The cable companies haven't run a lot of cable out there, or certainly no fiber or anything like that. So, people are still using dial up out there, or like satellite internet. A lot of people are using, or just cellular, you know, just like 4G.
Yep.
As their primary internet. But yeah. But I think that if you have an AOL email address on the web, I'm not sure if they still do this. As recently as 2 or 3 years ago, they still did it. When you log in to the website to check your mail, it still says you've got mail.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. I was so envious of that. We did not have AOL. It's like, someone just tell me if I have mail or not. Like, I don't have to click on it. Oh, like, yeah.
Yeah.
The downfall.
Do you remember what your next computer after the IBM was?
It was gray.
It
ran Windows 95.
Okay.
I know that for sure.
We went from DOS to 95.
We went from DOS to 95. Maybe 90. But then it was a 93, right? There was Windows 93.
No, there was Windows 3.0.
Yeah, that we had Windows 3.0. Yeah. We did have Windows 3.0 and then upgraded to 95. I do remember that. I think it was a gateway.
Okay.
Pretty sure it was a gateway.
Everybody had a gateway.
Everybody had a gateway at that point. Yep.
Gateway stores were a thing.
Yeah, they were. Not anymore. So we had that. We ran Prodigy for a long time.
Prodigy. Yeah. I never had it, but
Prodigy was cool.
Yeah.
Prodigy was cool. The Windows came with this CD-ROM from Windows.
Yeah.
That it was like a what technology is going to be like in the future for Windows
no
thing.
Way.
Oh yeah, like what schools are going to be like and the stuff that's going to be available. And it was basically like a look at. It was basically like a promotional video for like look how cool Windows is going to be or how big Microsoft is going to be. And the thing was amazing.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff that's in there. Is what we have today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it doesn't necessarily come from. It was fairly accurate. It doesn't necessarily come from Microsoft, but this was like pads that would be like speech to text translation, so you could like sit it down and record, and it would record all the way down. And there was some stuff with schools and like temperature controls, like digital temperature controls on the wall, and like all this stuff. I'm like, and you're like, yeah, that's about right. That's
actually pretty cool.
It's not that I have like a digital temperature control, but they exist, and I could get one. Yeah.
Do you remember the video that came with Windows 95? It was like a how to use Windows 95 tutorial. This just recently resurfaced.
No.
It was an hour long show hosted by Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Perry.
What?
Yeah.
What?
This is on YouTube. You can still watch.
Oh, I got
it. It was them with like showing you how to use Windows 95.
Oh my God.
Like there was like someone from Microsoft there, maybe Bill Gates, maybe not. I don't think it was Bill Gates. I think it was just like somebody from Microsoft teaching them how to use it. And they were like, oh, look at that. If you double click, the icon opens. Look at that. There's folders where you can keep your files.
Oh, I have to watch this. Yeah. Oh, that's as a friends of file.
Yeah.
I need to watch this.
If you're a friends completist, you need to see it.
Yeah. That better be on Netflix is. Netflix has got Friends. That better be on there.
It's on YouTube. It's on YouTube now.
Yeah.
It's awful and amazing and wonderful. My next computer after that one, we held on to that one for a while. We upgraded it to Windows XP and everything. And then we got a compact tower. So this time we went black.
We had a compact. We also had a compact tower.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that one, my family had for many years. But somewhere along the way, while we had that one, you know, that one we upgraded to from XP eventually to Windows 7. And then that one finally died, but it lasted quite a few years. But during the time my family was using that one, I went off to college and I was at a school that part of your tuition was a laptop.
You had
a laptop provided to you first day of classes. Here's your laptop. So they gave us a Lenovo ThinkPad.
Oh, yeah.
Which I loved.
Yeah, I like Lenovo a lot.
I love that machine. I got that machine in 2007. Here we sit in 2014. I don't use it anymore, but it still works.
Yep.
Still runs.
That's awesome.
It still runs. I can use it. I have, you know, it came with Windows XP, and I eventually upgraded it to Vista and then Windows 7, and I now use Linux on it. I run Ubuntu on it. Just you know, free OS that's open source, and but it runs great on that machine. And I have a special place in my heart for that machine because it was my like trusty companion, sort of, as weird as that sounds. Like I brought that with me everywhere.
Yep.
You know, I brought it to and from school and did everything on it. Did my first, well, not my first, but some of my early podcasting on it. So yeah, I have a special affection for that computer. And then eventually I got a white plastic MacBook.
Nice.
That I bought used from a friend because he was upgrading his.
Yep.
And then and that brings me to my current MacBook Pro.
Nice.
Yeah, which that's been through. Well, between my two MacBooks, which that MacBook, 2006 MacBook, still runs too. And I use that for like video playback sometimes. I'll have it connect to my TV and do some kind of home theater stuff on that. But and it works great for that. But yeah, I've been from Leopard to Snow Leopard to all the way up to the present Yosemite on my two Macs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, yeah.
I let's go back. After we had a compact, my older cousin, I really, really wanted a laptop, and so she gave me her old one from work, and half the screen was fuzzy. It was broken, so you could only see in half of it.
Yeah.
Didn't matter.
Yeah.
I had a laptop. It was awesome. I think it was an Acer.
Okay.
I'm not positive. I was super happy. I would alternate doing like papers for school on that in between that and a typewriter that I got. Not like, and not a typewriter that you could like backspace on and it would white out, like a legit old school ribbon typewriter.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I was a weird kid. and so I wish I still had that typewriter actually. I love that sound. And, I did get to use, when I was working at a bookstore, we had the, I can't remember what they're called. What were the big Mac computers that were colored?
The iMac? Like the
like, yeah, they were like turquoise and orange.
That was the first iMac. Yeah.
We had those. That was where our operating system for the store ran out of. The
big round mouse.
Yeah.
In a circle.
Yes. That's the one. Oh, yeah. So yeah.
That
yeah.
Was bad.
Oh, it was awful.
But the computers were very cool.
They were. It took a long time to get used to using them. They were not as intuitive as Mac is today. And so I remember like coming from a family of Windows users. And we were and so I had to work. And I was like, what is this mess? It looks so cool, but I don't know what to do with it. Yeah. Oh, it was terrible. I had that. And then I went off to college. I did not get, a laptop.
Oh, really?
I brought my desktop.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Which was, fun because everyone's showing up to college.
Right.
In their laptops, and I'm like making three trips to the car to bring in. I got to bring in the monitor. Got to bring in the brain. Got to bring in the keyboard and the mouse. Yeah. The mouse is always going to fall off the keyboard, no matter how hard you try to balance it. Yeah. And so I went through a year of college with that, and like taking the computer home for Thanksgiving and Christmas and then like getting on the floor and plugging everything in, and then the wires getting tangled. And after a year, I was like, no,
this is not working.
I'm not doing this anymore. And so I don't remember what kind it was for the life of me. It ran Windows.
Yeah.
Can't remember. And it lasted me, only 3 years actually. Mm-hmm. And then when I graduated from college, I broke away and I bought myself a MacBook.
Right.
And so I was the first in the family to go Mac.
Oh boy.
And I've never gone back.
Yeah.
So I graduated in 2009. Mm-hmm. So it's been quite a number of years and it still works. It's still slow.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it works just fine. Mm-hmm. I haven't updated it to Yosemite. That's going to like take a couple days.
Yeah, it may not be able to do something. I'm not sure. May stop it.
Maybe
Mavericks or even.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but I have an Air. I have an Air from work. And so I use that for, I mean, I don't really use besides the internet, I'm not using it for much other things besides stuff for work.
Yeah.
So
yeah, it's kind of funny how that's come around because I wanted to get a Mac that used Mac so I could do more podcasting and more, you know, I needed more computing power than my poor little, Lenovo could handle at the time. And so I like beefed up to this like Mac that was like all pretty tricked out for a white plastic MacBook at the time.
Yeah, mine was tricked out too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then
for what I could afford at the time.
And then I went to MacBook Pro because I was like even more serious about like I had a job and I wanted to do my podcasting and stuff and be able to do some like video editing on the side and that kind of thing just for fun, really. And now here I am, you know, a few years later and it's like
using my MacBook now.
We are currently recording. Yeah. You know, like I use my iPad for so much and it's really just web browsing and email and like everything that used to require all this computing power is now web-based.
Yeah.
So I can do basically everything that I would need to do a few years ago. I needed a really hefty computer to do. I can now do with my iPad or my phone or a combination of the two and occasionally pull out my laptop. You know, to handle something that like, oh, this is Flash. I can't read the.
Yeah, right. Crumble. Yeah.
I have to get up from the couch and get my laptop. Beautiful aluminum computer.
life is so hard.
This is terrible.
It's so heavy.
This world is terrible, you guys. So things have changed.
Yeah.
They've changed quite a bit.
Lost my train of thought. No, never mind. I have a question. Were you an instant messenger?
Oh my god, yeah, I was always on, always updating my away message on
AOL. Oh, the away message. Oh, always updating. I wish my phone had an away message sometimes.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Away message and the profile. You could edit the profile.
Yeah.
Remember, it was just like, basically that's how I learned HTML. Was right. Like, oh, I found out that if I do like, you know, caret B caret, now all the words are in bold. That's so cool.
Yep. Yep. Or people used to change their screen name all the time. Oh, back yeah. when you weren't like, back when people weren't using their names and right. they were like XOXO,
yeah.
Venice, Italy, lover, lightbulb 760 XOXO. And you're like, it was the only one that was available. And so, no, I just remember, like, I remember having crushes on girls.
Oh, yeah.
And then they would, like, come online yeah. and you would instantly sign off.
Yes.
Because you're like, no, I can't handle being in the chat room at the same time. And then opening it up and, like, hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Door slam.
Yeah.
Yeah. You always put your crush at the top of your buddy list.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
So you would always know if they
you were would know if they were on or not. And you'd go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, do I talk? Do I not? Do I talk? Do I not? Do I talk? Do I not?
I remember one time my cousin, my older cousin came over to visit and I signed on to AIM and he was like, he noticed like somebody, and it was very obviously a girl's name at the top of the buddy list. He was like, oh, putting the girl you like at the top of your buddy list. I know what you're up to. And I was like, he knows? I thought I was so subtle. I thought I made that up. I was like, what? No, I don't like what? Girls? No, cooties.
I don't like girls.
Stupid.
And he's like, so you like boys? And you're like, no, boys, cooties.
I don't understand.
Yeah.
Boys are fine. Why?
But yeah.
Guys are cool. I don't understand. What do you mean?
Yeah.
I'm 12.
Yeah.
yeah, that. And I remember that the skills I learned from HTML from doing my AIM profile, my away message, then carried over to when I built my first GeoCities website.
Oh.
I know how to make text bold now.
Yeah, so I can make a website. Yeah.
Make one web page with just animated GIFs and text and on a lame background, and that's my website.
Yay. Look, that's still some people's websites.
That still is, yeah.
Yeah.
Under construction with the under construction animated. Yeah.
It's true.
Well, any final thoughts on your computer?
I do have one experience. I do have one geeky story.
Oh yeah.
I remember having this was still dial up at the time.
Okay.
I think it was about 2000, 2001, something like that.
Sure.
And the Spider-Man movie was being filmed.
Oh yes.
Okay. And there was a website out there, it was called Spider-Man Hype.com.
Okay.
And now it's superherohype.com.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was going to ask if that's related.
Yeah. It was originally Spider-Man Hype.com. And it was one of the first times that I like ever had like a news nerdy site. This was the thing, and it was a Spider-Man sure. site. And Sony was releasing a trailer for Spider-Man. And so it was a teaser trailer. And so here I am, like ready to download the thing.
Yep.
And I, you know, click it and it's going and it's loading and it's loading and it's loading and it's loading and it's loading. It was a 30-second trailer of webs, took 4 hours.
4 hours to load.
4 hours. You know, it's like the beginning, you know, the beginning of the movie where it's just like webs.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
like
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
That was the whole trailer. I didn't see anything, but webs. Except it was like Spider-Man coming soon. That was the whole thing. Took 4 hours. Horrible. Oh, it was terrible.
So
yeah, so that's why I do love the internet that is today.
Jeez. Well,
so let's talk about where they can find us on the internet, Frank.
Yeah, well, first there's beerwithgeeks@gmail.com, which I want to give a shout out to Jason and thank Jason for emailing into us. That's actually he had a great suggestion to you know, to talk about what beer we're drinking every day at the beginning of the show. So we did that at the top of the show, and we're going to keep doing that from now on. Mm-hmm. I think as much as we can. So thanks a lot, Jason, for that suggestion. So that's beerwithgeeks@gmail.com if you have any other suggestions or comments on what we've talked about, anything like that. We're also at beerwithgeeks on Twitter. We have great conversations going on there all the time. And we thank you guys. We're kind of trying to interact with you guys as much as possible. And we have been having fun with that. And we're also on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. You can look us up, Beer with Geeks. We're there. Even find us on Facebook if you like, facebook.com/beerwithgeeks. We're all over that too.
Mm-hmm.
So, check us out.
I just saw a fact today that, I think it's 1.2 billion people are on Facebook, and it's estimated that 2.4 billion of the world uses the internet.
Yeah.
So half of the people using the internet are on Facebook.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane?
A third of the world's population is on the internet, and half of that is on Facebook.
Isn't
that crazy?
Yeah. Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah. Nuts.
Yeah. Nuts go well with beer.
Exactly.
Hey.
Leave us an iTunes review, 5 stars if you can, and we'll see you soon.
Cheers.
This podcast is intended for entertainment and information purposes only. All character names, sound effects, and quotes are registered trademarks and/or copyrights of their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is the intellectual property of Thought Bubble Audio Studios, unless otherwise indicated.